Today's Amud is Chagiga Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, by the words Hanaisa Yasamidras. So the next Chumr that was mentioned in our Mishnah is that when it comes to Truma, so a person's allowed to hold something that's Tameh in one hand and Truma in the other hand. However, by Kachim, there's a Gzeira, a person's not allowed to hold something which is Tameh while also holding Kachim. Hanaisa Yasamidras is Naisa Yasatruma of Oloy Yasakoydash. While he's holding something which is Tameh Midras, so he could hold something which is, he could hold Truma, but he's not allowed to hold Kachim. Now ask the Gemara, the Kodesh, my time alai, what's the reason? Why? What's the issue with holding Midras in one hand and Kachim in the other hand? As long as they're not touching, it's not something that could be metame the Kachim, so there's nothing to worry about. What's the issue? So says the Gemara, Mishom Maisa Shahaya. The reason why they made a Gzeira that a Naisa Yasa Midras is Eino Naisa Yasa Kodesh is because of a Maisa that once happened. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that Maisa Be'echot Shahya Mavir Chavish Shal Yayin Kodesh Mimakum Lamakim. There was a story about a certain person. He was bringing a barrel of wine, which was kachim. It was kachim wine for the nesachim and the mizbeach. And he was bringing it from one place to another place. He was transporting the barrel of wine. We'll see soon. It's clear from the story that the barrel was a barrel that was a chavish al cheres. It was made out of earthenware. And what's significant about that is that the halacha by cheres is that cheres is not makabel tuma migabai. If someone's tame touches the outside of a chavis, that's chavis al cheres, the outside of a barrel that's made out of earthenware, or a sheretz touches the outside of a kli that's made out of cheres, so the kli does not become tameh. There's also a chumrah about cheres, that when it comes to cheres, you could have cheres becoming tameh even without anyone touching it. And how is that? If tumma goes into the airspace of a kli shel cheres, if it just goes into the airspace, even though it's not touching, at least not physically touching the actual kli, the halacha is, it's a special din by cheres, the Torah tells us in such a case that the kli becomes tameh. So now this person was transporting wine from place to place. Again, as we'll see, it was a chavish al cheres, and the nifsuka ritzua shel sandaloi, and the strap of his sandal broke. The strap of his shoe broke, and his shoe was apparently tameh medras. And now this ritzua has tumas medras on it. And what he did was, is v'natla, he took the strap. And he put it over the chavis. Now, technically speaking, that's not an issue, because like we said, just touching the outside of the barrel, that's not going to be a problem. That's not going to be a problem. Even something which is tameh touches the outside of a kli shel cheres, the cheres remains tar, or the wine's going to remain tar, so there was no problems at this point. However, what happened was, is v'naflo la'avir ha-chavis, the strap eventually fell over in, and it fell into the airspace of the chavis. At that point, it was metame the chavis, it was metame all the wine, it was metame everything inside the chavis, and all the wine that was kachim became tame, v'nitmas, and everything became tame. And so once this happened, ba'is ha'shoah, at that moment, amru, they made gzeira, and they said that ha'naisi as ha'medris, naisi as ha'truma, v'loy as ha'kaydesh. That's it, they put their foot down, and their feet down, and they said, that's it, from now on, someone who's holding kachim is not allowed to hold something which is tame medris. You can hold truma, but you're not allowed to hold kachim. Now I asked the Gemara, it's true the story was about kachim, but this story, the exact same scenario, could just as easily play out with regards to truma. A person could have been holding a chavis that was filled with truma grapes. He could have been holding a chavis that was filled with anything, and the same exact story could have happened. So I asked the Gemara, Yachi, if so, if this is the whole reason for the din of our Mishnah, this is the whole reason why a naisa yasa medras is eino naisa yasa kodesh, so then truma nami, this gezerah should apply to truma as well. Why did Chazal only make this gezeira on kachim? This gezeira applies just as much on truma as it does on kachim. So says the Gemara, Hamani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah, it's Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya. What's the significance of Chananya ben Akavya? The Amar, because we know that the sheet of Rav Chananya ben Akavya in Shas is that he says that Lo'yasu ela b'yardinu b'sfino k'maisa shahaya. We're going to get to this in a moment, but Rav Chananya ben Akavya holds as a rule in Shas that when Chazal make a gzeira because of a story that happened, so they only aser, they only make the gzeira when the factors are exactly the same as in the story. Even if there's not so much of a halachic nafkamina, there's no difference happens if it's kachim, if it's truma. The story can happen just as easily with truma as it could with kachim. Ein a chanami. But Rav Chanani ben Ikav Yeshita is that when Chazal make a gzeira because of a maisa shahaya, so they only aser it when it's exactly the same as the maisa shahaya. And therefore, Rav Chanani ben Ikav Yeshita said elsewhere that they only aser biyardin besfina ukamaisa shahaya. So what's that referring to? Ask the Gemara Mayi. We know how we're applying it. We're applying it to say that that's why Chazal only made the gzeira that a Naisias HaMedras is Einu Naisias HaKaydash. He's allowed to hold Truma because the story happened with Kachim. But where are we getting this Shita of Rav Chanani ben Akavya from? He said it about a Yardin, a Svina, and a Maisa Shahaya. What's going on? Mahi, what's this case? The Tani we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa says like this, that La Yisa Adam Mechatas Ve'efer Chatas. A person is not allowed to hold the water of the Paradu, or the ashes of the paraduma, the avirim biyardein ubisvina, and he's not allowed to carry it with him going over the Jordan River, going over the Yardin ubisvina while on a boat. He's not allowed to take it with him on a boat and transfer the water or the ashes across the Yardin. V'lo yamei b'tzad zeh v'yizrukei matzad acher. He's also not allowed to take it from one side of the Yardin and throw it to the other side. Anyone's ever been to the Yardin, at least what they assume the Yardin is now, Yisrael, so it's really not that wide. You could very easily throw something from one side of the other. That's a mitzapella, the nace that happened with Yeshua. Hashem split the Yardin. They could have jumped over. There are parts of the Yardin you could literally jump over. So it's very thin. This case is very practical. The Braisa says you're not allowed to stand on one side and throw the mechatas, the efer apara, the efer chatas. You're not allowed to throw it to the other side because then it's still going through the air. It's similar to a boat. It's not exactly a boat, but it's similar to a boat, and therefore that's going to be asr as well. V'lo yeshitim al panei hamayim, you also can't let it float over the water. That's also like a boat, and therefore you can't let it float. You can't float it across the water. V'lo yirkav al gabe behema, v'lo al gabe chaveroi. You can't go on an animal ride or take a piggyback ride on a person, on your friend. You can't go on your friend's shoulders. You can't ride on an animal and take it across like that. Elim kena yuraglav noigais bekarka, unless the rider's feet, the feet of the rider is touching the ground, because then he's not really in the avir, he's not in the air, he's touching the ground, he's walking across, so that's not similar to a boat at all. And even the Tanakhama agrees that in such a case there would be no gzeira, and a person would be allowed to do that. He'd be allowed to take the water or the ashes across by walking across. So if his feet are touching the ground, he's good to go. But once his feet are in the air and he's riding an animal or he's going on his friend's shoulders, so then that's not allowed. Aval mavir no gabe agesher, you are allowed to go over a bridge and bring it over the Yardin, even though technically he's in the air, but being that his feet are on the ground of the gesher of the bridge, that's also, it's not really like similar to a boat at all. So he's allowed to go al gabe gesher ve'inu chayshish, and he doesn't have to be concerned. Echad Yardin ve'echad shar naharis. Now this halacha applies that a person's not allowed to go over a body of water. It's lav dafka to the Yardin. It's what in other rivers, other bodies of water, you're not allowed to take the mechatas or the efer chatas across a body of water in the ways described above. That's the Tanakhama Shita. Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya Imer, that no, loy asru ella biyardin ubesfinam ukamaisa shahaya. The gzeira is only made by the Yardin River. It's only made if you're going in a boat, not if you're riding on an animal, not if you're on your friend's shoulders, not if you're throwing it, only on the boat, only the Yardin ukamaisa shahaya, because there was a story that happened with the Yardin, and it was on a boat where something bad happened when they were transporting the Efer Chatas and the Mechatas, and they made a gzeira not to do that again. But as long as you're not in that exact type of situation, you're not over the Yardin, and you're not in a boat, so then there's no gzeira. So this is the Makar, this is the Tana that we were looking for. He's the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that they only made the gzeira on b'naisias ha-medras, as einu naisias ha-kodesh, but you are allowed to be b'naisias ha-truma. The reason applies just as much to truma as it does to kachim, but being that the maisa shahaya with the chavis, with the sandal, it happened with kachim, so therefore they only made the gzeira on kachim. Similar to this, Rav Chanani ben Akavya holds that the iser of taking the mechatas and the efer chatas over a body of water, it only applies to the Yardin and Esfina. The gzeira, as we're about to see, applies be'etzem to all bodies of water, to all forms of transportation. But they only made the gzeira on the Yardin and on the Esfina because that's the ma'isa that happened. Now, my ma'isa shahaya, what was the ma'isa shahaya with regards to transporting the efer chatas, the mechatas, that they made this gzeira? The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that Maisa ba'adam echad, there was a story about a certain person, Shahaya Mavir Mechatas, Evrachatas, Beyardin Ubasvino. He was transporting the Mechatas, the Evrachatas, over the Yardin on a boat. The Nimsa Kezayis Meis Tachav Bekarkiisa Shalsvino. And when they docked the boat, they looked carefully, and they realized that there was a Kezayis of a Meis that was sticking into the ground of the boat. On the bottom of the boat, there was a Kezayis of a Meis Shalsvino on the ground of the boat. And the problem with that is that at some points during the trip, the Eifrachatas, the Meichatas, was going over that spot. So it became an oil. It has Tumas oil, and it became Tame. So they were Metame the Eifrachatas. They were Metame the Meichatas. It's not so easy to come by. So Baisa Shah Amru, at that moment, they made a Xeira, and they said, that Lo Yisa Oda Meichatas, Eifrachatas, Ve'aviram, Be'yadinu Besvina. That from now on, a person can never transport Mechatas or Eifrachatas by going over the Yardin on a boat. Now, that can just as much apply to all sorts of forms of transportation. It can happen by any body of water. Lav dafka the Yardin. And the Tanakhama says that the Gzeira does apply to all these other similar modes of transportation and similar bodies of water. But Rav Chanani ben Akavya says that no, when they make a Gzeira because of a Maisa Shahaya, so they only aser when it's in the exact same situation as the Maisa Shahaya. But Mela, they only aser by the Yardin and the Sfina, just like our Mishnah, which only asered being nice as a medras while being nice a kachin, but not being nice a truma. Now, Stam the Gemara now has a shayla, yiboilu, they asked the shayla, that sandal tame. We know that this halacha is true about a sandal that's tame. A person who has a sandal that's tame, so he's not allowed to hold kachim, he's allowed to hold truma, but not kachim. Sandal tahar mahu. What's the halacha about a tahar sandal? That's mamish like the ma'isa shahaya, that you can't be holding tumas medras and also be holding and be holding a kachim. So over here is it's the status of the sandal is different. Did they make a gzeira even on the tahar sandal? Because being that was the ma'isa shahaya, so there's makom to say that maybe they made a gzeira even on the tahar sandal, up to maybe the tame sandal. Did they make such a gzeira or not? So the Gemara doesn't know. There's another shayla. Chavis psucha. This gezeira for sure applies if the barrel of wine, the barrel of kachim, is open, because then the tumma could fall inside the barrel. That's pasha. Chavis stuma mahu. What happens if the barrel is sealed shut? So there's no way anything could go into the airspace. Did they still make a gezeira because of the ma'isa shahaya, or did they not make a gezeira? And then a third shayla. So those two shaylas the Gemara is not going to answer. The third shayla we'll see the Gemara is going to answer. Avar v'nasa mahu. Let's say a person, he didn't listen to the Mishnah. He held the sandal that was tame, and he held the kachim in the other hand. He was holding both of them. And in this case, he was careful, and the sandal did not go into the airspace of the chavis. It didn't happen. Chazal made a gzeira not to do it because they were chayshish that maybe it's going to go into the airspace of the chavis. Fine. But lamaisa, in this case, it didn't. In this case, he was careful and it didn't. Did Chazal still make a gzeira that the kachim becomes tame? Because a naisis, a medras is ainu naisis a kachim, and if you do, the kachim becomes tame just from being naisi both of them at the same time? Is that the way it works? Or no, being that he was careful, nothing bad happened, he did the wrong thing, but nothing, the ma'isa, the kachim does not become tame. What's the halacha with the kachim now, if he was avar v'nasa? If the ma'isa, he did it, does the kachim become tame? So it says the Gemara to Machlekes. Rav Ila Amar im avar v'nasa tame. Rav Ila is machmir, he says im avar v'nasa is tame, and Rav Zera Amar avar v'nasa tar, whereas Rav Zera is meiko. Rav Zera says, being that the whole thing anyways is only a gzeira d'rabanan, so he was willing to be meiko. Reb Zeira says if it was avar v'nasa, so then the kachim remains tar. Says the Gemara Vayter now, moving on to the next chumra that was listed in the Mishnah. So he said the next chumra that was listed in the Mishnah was that kelim ha'nigmarim b'tahara. If you have a kli that the craftsman finished making it, and he knows that he was tar when he finished it. Let's say he was making a table, so he knows that when he finished making the table, he was tar. Nothing tame ever touched it since he finished making it. So by truma, he's good to go. The kli is tar while it was under construction, while he was making the table, so being that it wasn't yet a kli, it wasn't even able to become Tameh. Even technically, if something Tameh would have touched it, before it's a finished product, it's not Mekabel Tumah Bechlau. And when he finished it, he knows he was careful. He doesn't remember while he was making it if he was careful, but there was nothing to be careful about. Because the halacha is that an unfinished kli is not Mekabel Tumah. And since he finished it, he knows he was careful about it, and nothing Tameh ever touched it. So when it comes to Truma, he's good to go. Nothing, the kli doesn't need to be tiveled. It was never a kli, and then when it became a kli, he was careful. So there's nothing to worry about. However, the Mishnah said that when it comes to Kachim, so then he has to tivel it. When it comes to Kachim, even though he knows that when he finished it, he was careful, nothing Tameh ever touched it, he still has to be tivel the kli. So says the Gemara, what's the case exactly? The Gamrinu man, who's the person that's making this clay? Who's the craftsman in the story? Ilim the Gamrinu chaver, that the one who finished making the clay is a chaver, is someone that's careful about some of it tahara. So then lamalu tfila. So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Why by kachem when you need to be taivula? There's nothing to worry about. While it was still in the making, it wasn't mekabel tuma. Once he finished it, he knows he was careful and we could trust him. He's a chaver. So what could be the possible pshat in the Mishnah? So, Ella, what are you going to have to say? That we're not talking about a chaver. The Gamrinu Amma Aretz. We're talking about where an Amma Aretz is the one who finished making the kli. We'll ask the Gemara if it's Amma Aretz who made the kli. So how, we can't trust an Amma Aretz. Nigmarin b'tahara kariluhu? Is that really called Nigmarin b'tahara? That can't possibly be called Nigmarin b'tahara. He's not tar. The Amma Aretz himself is tameh. That's not called a kli that was made and it was Nigmar b'tahara if an Amma Aretz was the craftsman. The Gemara doesn't say it, but also, you then why by Truma would you not require tefillah? By Truma also it should require tefillah if an Amma Aretz is the one who's the craftsman. So it has to be that the Chaver is the craftsman. A Chaver, someone who's makbid about Tyrus, that we trust him about Tyrus, he's the one who finished making the kli. But then again, then we have our first kasha, and that is that why by Kachim does it need tefillah? If it's a Chaver that finished making the kli, so what's the chashash? Why by Kachim does it need tahara? So Amrav Shilob, Amrav Masna, Amrav Shmuel, that Lo'ilim de Gamrinu Chaver, really, it's like we originally thought, it's a Chaver that's the one who's the craftsman, he's the one who made the kli. So why does it need tefillah? And the reason is because we're concerned that maybe the spit of an Amma Aretz, and the spit of an Amma Aretz, the mayonis of the Amma Aretz is Tameh, and maybe the spit of the Amma Aretz fell onto the kli. Well, ask the Gemara, the Nafal Emas. When are we concerned that maybe his spit fell on the kli? If we're concerned that maybe the spit fell on the kli before the chaver finished making the kli, halav manahu. So then it's not a kli at that moment. It's not mekabel tuma. So nothing would be affected by that. Elavaser de gamrei. Elamai, you're going to tell me that we're chayshish that maybe after the chaver finished making the kli, so the spit of an Amma Aretz went onto the kli. Well, ask the Gemara, that can't be either, because mizar zayir behu. He just said he was careful. He knows that nothing Tameh ever touched it. He was careful that no Amma Aretz was around him. Included in that is that the spit of an Amma Aretz didn't get onto the kli. So what's the chashash? So says the Gemara, la'ilam mikame de gamrei. Really, the chashash is that maybe the spit of an Amma Aretz got onto the kli before it was finished. After it was finished, avada the chaver is careful. That can't be. So the chashash is that maybe the spit got onto the kli before the kli was finished, at a time where the chaver wasn't as careful, because it wasn't mekabel tuma anyways. But we asked that if it got there before the kli was finished, so then the kli is not mekabel tuma, says the Gemara, but the chashash is that the dilma be'inna de gamre adayin lachahi. Maybe the spit got onto the kli before it was finished, but it was still wet when the kli was finished. And being that it's still wet, and the spit is there touching the kli, and then the kli is finished, so then the spit could go ahead and be metame the kli. So that's the pshat by kachim. That's why we say that even if a chaver tells you, even a chaver who tells you that he knows that when he finished making this table, when he finished making this kli, he was careful that nothing Tameh ever touched it. When it comes to kachim, the halacha is that it still requires tefillah. And the reason is because there's a chashash that maybe the spin of an Amma Aretz before the kli was finished got onto the kli. Maybe it was still wet when the kli was finished, and that was metame the kli. So now why don't we make this gezeirah by truma as well? Why don't we say the same thing by truma? So Eliashiv explains that really this is a far-fetched chashash to say that maybe the spit of an Amma Aretz before the kli was finished got onto the kli and it was still wet when it was finished. It's very unlikely. So by kachim they made this gzeira, whereas by truma they did not make this gzeira.